The fragrance of an enlightened soul. The fragrance of the ambrosial divine name of God is so sweet and engrossing that its aroma is incomparable. It surpasses the fragrance of sweet-smelling earthly objects like musk, sandalwood, and other aromatic essences. All the foul-smelling passions within the heart are changed to fragrant feelings in the soul of one who meditates on the divine Naam. It, however, does not mean that he who contemplates the divine Naam loses all sense of discrimination between sweet and foul smell. His powers are like those of other human beings, but contemplation of the divine Naam fills his whole being with such spiritual aroma that no foul smell can reach his inner senses. Like I said before, these are very, very high spiritual stages. My spirit is absorbed in his Naam. It is fragrant with aromatic smell and can see through inner perceptions all the 10 directions of the world existence, the whole living world and space around. That was Gurbani. And the particular line of Gurbani that is being talked about, if I can find it, is Name surt vaji hai dadis har muski musk gandare antar vas bahut muskai prampula mirg singhare jananak musk chkolya sab janam tan tanna. Inner being of thy servant Nanak has been made fragrant and blessed indeed is his life. In the next chapter, they're all small chapters, unveiling the light of his presence. After intense meditation, the seeker is blessed by inner illumination of the transcendent light in his heart and soul. This state of divine enlightenment is achieved by very few people. Impai Sahib saying this. Well, actually, this is the translator, Dr. Talochan Singh, because he stayed with Pai Sahib for many, many years when Pai Sahib was old. So he knew Pai Sahib very, very deeply. He's the one that did the translation of Jail Chitthiyan into the autobiography of Pai Sahib. So Dr. Talochan Singh knew Pai Sahib quite well. And he knew, actually, Pai Kartar Singh as well, the one that's writing the story of the discussion that took place between Pai Sahib and him. So he's saying the state of divine enlightenment is achieved by very few people through sustained discipline inspired by meditation and this is the most important thing I want you to go away from here, and the grace of God. Without the blessing of the Guru and grace of God, no meditation can have any fruit or fulfill the desired state. By contemplating the divine name, there is within the seeker's heart revelation of transcendent light, more resplendent than the light of a million suns, and it dispels all darkness of doubt and delusion. Again, Gurbani, Naam Japt Kot Sur Ajara, Naam Japt Kot Sur Ujara Binse Param Andera Sant Sahaj Sukh Man Upjio Kot Sur Nanak Praga. Sur means sun, Suraj. Ave na jave Chuke Asa Gurke Shabd Kamal Pragasa Herde Kamal Pragasya Jyoti Jyot Malaye Gurke Shabd Kamal Pragasya Home Durmat Khoi Payo Pragas Sada Sukh Man Me Satgur Pura Payo. Nanak, now peace and spontaneous joy and happiness reigns, and the light of a million suns shine visibly in my heart. They say that he who is truly blessed by God's grace and his Naam Simran has borne fruit, that when the time comes to see God, the light of God, it is that powerful that a million suns can't even match it. Like I said, they who get to that stage are very few. Neither is an enlightened seeker victim of rebirth nor of death and doom. Through the word of the Guru, the lotus of the heart is abloom and illumined. The lotus heart has blossomed and is illumined when the light of the soul is blended with the transcendent light. All these are translation of the shabds. Through the word of the Guru, the lotus heart has been illumined with the divine light, and evil propensities of egoism have been dispelled. His light has been revealed within the heart. In my mind, there is perpetual peace and joy of having achieved the presence of the true Guru. These quotations from Gurbani, sacred hymns of Guru Granth Sahib, makes it clear that on meeting the true Guru, the seeker is initiated into the divine word, contemplating which divine light is revealed within the heart and soul of the devotee. This light is experienced to be far more illuminating than the light of 1,000 suns. Our own sun is the face of this resplendent light, appears to be something less than a firefly. Whoever is blessed with the revelations of this light of God finds his own inner vision, dib drishti. Able to see everything on earth, he can even have a glimpse into the abode of God's heaven and hell. The illumined inner eyes can see even the smallest creature like an ant. The spiritual divine powers acquired over nature through contemplation and meditations serve much better and higher purpose than the instruments of scientific discoveries like radio waves, X-rays, telephone, wireless can ever do. So when you see fiction programs on TV where you got individuals sort of hearing miles away with their ears and looking at miles away from their eyes, probably the bionic woman or whatever they call them, Superman or some other thing they create. The true Gurmukh, who is very highly spiritual, these come naturally to him. All his senses become so powerful that he can read minds, he can see distances, he can hear at distances. The whole sort of energy changes in him. A still greater benefit that is acquired is that the light of divine Naam has immense healing powers over physical and mental diseases. And says that's the real immense power, that in fact he who becomes totally absorbed in Naam, no illness can come near him. Body or mind, not just the mind. It is able to destroy all maladies of the body and the soul. The divine Naam is the elixir of life. The true Naam, Satnam, initiated into the human world by God, is the divine name that is to be contemplated. It is acquired in a disciplined manner through the mystic initiation by the Panchpyare, the five initiate, when a novice accepts Sikh baptism. It's the Panchpyare who, in the presence of Sri Guru Granth Sahib, through the blessing of the Guru, that initiate the novice into Naam Simran and Sikhi. The formal Sikh baptism act as a medium of this divine inspiration, like the processing base of bleaching used for dyeing cloth. Just as unbleached and unprocessed cloth cannot be dyed properly, so the unbaptized soul, unworthy of receiving divine inspiration, remains spiritually unawakened by the formal baptism or initiation of the name of God to him. Says Guru Nanak, without a processing base, an unbleached cloth cannot be dyed. Let the soul be placed in the vat of reverence, and let the body be bleached with modesty and utter humility. On being baptized, the whole being of the disciple is inspired and spiritually disciplined for higher mystic life, and it is only after intense and sustained meditations on the true Naam of God, carried on in a life of devotional worship, can the soul be dyed in divine color, says Nanak. He who, in intense love of God, Bhakti, contemplates and repeats the name is free from the stain of falsehood. It is meditation on the name through faith and sincere devotion. Very difficult to have faith and sincere devotion. that the seeker can attain happiness and peace in his life and the life beyond death. Happiness in this world, blessed and joyous in the world beyond, says Nanak, the Lord God unites the seeker with himself. Ek lok sukhiye, par lok sahele, Nanak har prab ape mele. And there ends the meaning of Sikh baptism. O Amrit ki hai in Punjabi. So if you read Punjabi, there's the Punjabi version. If you can't, there's the English version, meaning of baptism. And if you take an Amrit and you still feel disillusioned or unable to understand fully, then I would recommend that you read this with some concentration, and hopefully it would help you to sort of come to terms with the immense qualities that Amrit carries.